It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code KSN when you sign up, and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we welcome in the big guy, Mr. Ross Tucker. How are you doing, sir?
Jim, I am great, buddy. Happy New Year. You know how much I enjoy this. I do a lot of stuff in the media, but to be able to talk Penn State football with you and the great Penn State listeners, as a guy that my first memory of my life was going to a Penn State game when I was 5 years old, and I was immediately hooked, man. I credit Jim that and my high school, Wyomissing, outside of Reading, Pennsylvania, as being the reasons why I was able to play in the NFL and I'm able to do all the media stuff I do. When I walked into that stadium, I was hooked, man. I remember looking at my dad and being like, yep, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. Unfortunately, I was too late of a bloomer to actually have Penn State offer me a scholarship and get a chance to play there, but I was hooked on being a football player. And then I had a great high school. We were always very good. That certainly helped a lot growing up as well. And my whole life is because of football now. So I love it. It's nothing I do, Jim, feels like work, but talking Penn State football really doesn't feel like work. And I love the feedback we get from the listeners. Really appreciate any time any of you guys email me. You can email me over at rostucker.com or hit me up on social media at @RossTuckerNFL. You know, you probably don't think so, but just a little note saying, hey, I really appreciate it, or I get a lot out of it. It means more to me than you realize. I know you get a bunch of them, Jim, and I love when you forward them on because it's so cool.
That's awesome, Ross. And while we're talking about it, I am a Penn State football fan. So just getting the chance to talk to you, I love it. I love talking Penn State football. I know our listeners love getting your perspective on things. So why don't we get to that? All season long, we've been using Tucker's tape for you to review individual games. You watch the tape of the game. You give us a perspective that we don't often get. What I'd like to do today is kind of go over the whole season perspective. You watch the tape every game. Next week, we'll get to the offense. Let's start with the defense this year. I want to start with this, Ross. Micah Parsons opted out before the season started. Just how big of an effect on this defense was that?
It's a great question, Jim. And it's funny because I knew we were going to do this, right? So we'll do defense today, offense next week. By the way, now I'm kind of missing that Penn State doesn't have a bowl game, man. You know, like I totally understood the decision and we explained it and I get it. But, you know, I was remembering how fun it was to watch the Cotton Bowl against Memphis last year with my brother-in-law. I mean, that was awesome. Journey Brown running all over him. Micah Parsons killing everybody. Oh, I could do one more, Jim. I could do one more.
What a great game, wasn't it? It was so much fun to watch.
It was fun. Other than when Memphis was throwing the ball over Penn State's head, but it was. You know, just in general, Jim, I'm going to start with a macro answer before I get to your micro question. I was thinking about the different position groups, and I'm not sure there's one that met or exceeded expectations. Kind of disappointing, right? Like,
yeah, very.
I mean, there's a couple individual players that I'll get to that certainly did, right? And in terms of position groups, I guess the only one that comes off the top of my head that was better than I thought it would be is probably wide receiver with Jahan Dotson and Parker Washington. But today's for defense, so we'll get into that next week. It's not good. I mean, it's not good if, you know, I don't feel like very many position groups met or exceeded the expectations I had for them coming into the year. Specifically, linebacker. Definitely did not meet my expectations. And to answer your question, the loss of Micah Parsons had a greater impact than I thought it would. Look, he's a terrific player. He's going to be a top 10 player in the NFL draft, right? Like, he's a ridiculous player. And he has been since I first saw him in his third game ever in ninth grade. But I really thought with Ellis Brooks and Jesse Lucada, and Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon, I didn't think it would hurt him that much. I thought those guys would step up and not make as many game-changing plays as Micah Parsons, but be very, very good. And it was almost the opposite. It was almost Micah made game-changing plays positively, and this year's group of linebackers, especially until Brandon Smith started playing better the last three or four games, they made a lot of plays, Jim, which contributed to losses. Like, they had a lot of negative plays, which actually hurt the team. So instead of getting like a plus play from Micah Parsons that helps the team win the game, this linebacking core had some minus plays that hurt the team. Like, I thought Ellis Brooks would be able to step in for Jan Johnson and that there wouldn't be a drop-off. There was a drop-off. I mean, Ellis Brooks was – I feel like Ellis Brooks was better in small doses behind Jan Johnson than he was when he was out there for more snaps. I didn't think, you know – I thought Lucada would be a kind of a poor man's Micah Parsons. I thought Brandon Smith would be better than Cam Brown was, and he probably was the last four games. But to answer your question – it had a big impact and a more significant impact than I thought it would. And it's disappointing. And I would tell you this too. I think not only was Micah Parsons the best player, I think the entire defense fed off of him, you know? And I can speak to this a little bit. When you got a stud, when you got a dude, right, and you know he's flying around lighting people up, playing awesome, I think it rises everybody, right? Like, the DBs look better because if Micah Parsons is blitzing, you better get rid of the ball fast. You're not going to have as much time to throw it. You know, he's so good against the run game. He's such a force that I would tell you it hurt them more than I thought it would.
I agree with that. That same deal here. All right, let's get to the other positions. Let's start with a defensive line. And specifically, what kind of season did Jason Owe have? It's hard for the layperson to figure that out.
He had a good season. He is a good player. He did not have a great season. He did not explode on the scene like I thought he would. I thought Owe had a chance to have a season like Micah Parsons had the year before. I thought Owe had a chance to have a season like Etor Gross Matos did when Etor broke out. That did not happen for Jason Owe. He made some good plays. He had a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He's a good player, and he's going to get drafted. He's going to get drafted pretty high. I would say first two rounds because of his physical ability. And, you know, one thing I'll note for our listeners is at some point over the next few weeks here, Jim, we will get into the the guys that are declaring for the draft, like Jason Owe, who did that. And I will give my breakdown of them as prospects, my thoughts. But Owe is extremely talented. I'm just not sure he's really put it all together yet. You got to have more production than he had for the physical ability that he has. I think he's a guy that will only get better in the NFL. he was a little raw. I think he was the guy that didn't play football till his junior year of high school, right? He was a basketball player.
Exactly.
So I think that he's still kind of learning the position, and he's got all the tools. But the answer is, Jimmy had a good year, not a great year, which I think you can – I think a lot of Penn State guys fall into that category. I mean, while we're on the topic of D-line, you know, I thought Shaka Toney had a good year. Probably not as good as I thought he could have, right? Especially after the Indiana game when he was getting sacks, it seemed like easy. I thought he would do more. I thought Adisa Isaac would burst on the scene and do more. At D-tackle, I kind of thought Antonio Shelton and Mustafa would take the next step, and they were about what they had been the year before. You know, I mean, Hakeem Beamon, everybody had told me behind the scenes that he was going to be awesome. He was okay. You know, he showed some flashes, but if there's a concern about this year's Penn State team, it's probably that I didn't see the individual improvement from a lot of players that I was looking for, specifically the front seven on defense, specifically the defensive line and linebackers.
All right, let's quickly get to the DBs, where the cornerbacks, a lot of young talent there. The safeties, the two veterans, Lamont Wade and Jaquan Brisker. What did you see there, Ross?
Well, so the secondary, because I know we only have a couple minutes here, or not even. The secondary was about what I thought they had been. In particular, though, Joey Porter Jr. and Jaquan Brisker were very pleasant surprises, and they are two guys that did improve a lot from the year before. And so I'll give a lot of credit to the secondary coaches, because unlike the front seven, we did see improvement. I mean, Brisker made a huge jump. Porter made a big jump, although we didn't really see him much as a freshman. I don't know that I saw it as much from Ellis and Wilson. I feel like Tariq Castro-Field, did he even play this year? I mean, he barely played. And Lamont Wade was about what he had been. So the secondary was probably about what I thought they would be. And but in particular, Brisker and Porter Jr. really took a step forward. Pleasant surprises. They needed more guys to take steps forward like Brisker and Porter Jr. did.
All right, that will be it for quarter number two. Looking forward to next week when we talk about the offense, Ross. But right now, quarter number three, it's going to be time to ask Ross. Stay tuned for that.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.